Fourth path of Zion, Mishnah Bay, Zion and into Oymet, Ben Shal Shura Shal Shnei Mabinim, Ushaka. Enu Shikha, somebody who has three rows of olive trees, and in between each row of olive trees, there's a rectangular patch of grain growing. The middle olive tree of the middle row, the halacha of the Shikha will not apply to it. Even if you forget to harvest the olives of that tree, you don't have to leave it for the aniyah. You can go back yourself and harvest it. The reason being is because we had in the previous Mishnah, the olive tree that stands out because of the place that it's in, the law of the Shikha will not apply to it. Since the olive tree is in a special place, even though you temporarily forgot to harvest the olives of that tree, you will eventually be reminded to go back and harvest, so therefore, it would not be considered Shikha. So too, the middle olive tree, or the middle row in this case, since it stands right in the middle of a number of olive trees, and also in between two patches of grain that is growing, since it's right in the middle, that's considered a Makom Mesiyim, a special place that stands out, and therefore, even though you might have temporarily forgot to harvest the olives of that tree, you will eventually be reminded to go back and harvest them. So therefore, the halacha of the Shikha do not apply to that tree. Somebody who skips over and forgets to harvest the olives of a tree that has two star of olives on that tree, it would not be Shikha. He doesn't have to leave it for the aniyah. As only if you forget a tree that has less than two star of olives would the law of Shikha apply to that tree. This is going back on the previous mission. The previous mission said somebody who has an olive tree, that's a special tree, that the olives of that tree drip oil at certain intervals. If you forget that tree, it would not be Shikha, since eventually you'll be reminded of that tree. And in this mission it says, when do we say that an olive tree that drips oil at certain intervals would not be Shikha? That's only if at the time you forgot that olive tree, you had not yet started to harvest it. Avom hischobo, afilu kezayis and atufa b'shayto b'shacho, yesho shikha. But if you started harvesting that olive tree, and before you completed the harvesting of that tree, you ended up forgetting that tree and moving on to the next tree, then even an olive tree that's very special, that drips oil at a certain time, a lot of the shikha would apply to that tree. Kazman sheyesho tafta. Yesho b'rosha. Somebody who started harvesting an olive tree, and the olive that he had harvested from that tree, he placed underneath the tree. And he forgot to complete the harvesting of the tree, and he moves on to the next tree. It would not be Shikha. And since he had placed some of the olives underneath the tree, he's certainly going to go back to get those olives, and he'll be reminded at that time that he had not completed the harvesting of that tree. So it would not be Shikha. He can go back and complete to harvest the olives from that tree. Rabbi Meir, I mean, Mishatela Chamachbe. Rabbi Meir says, Shikha does not apply to olive trees until the Machbe has gone around with his stick banging at the olive tree. And after somebody harvests the olive trees, somebody comes around with a stick to bang at the leaves of the olive tree to make sure there are no olives left on the tree that might be hidden by the leaves. So therefore, if one forgot to complete the harvesting of one of his olive trees, if the person with the stick has not gone around yet to strike at the olive trees, it would not be Shikha. And even though he had forgotten to complete the harvesting of one of his trees, since somebody's still going to go around with a stick banging at the olive trees, he will find the olives that he didn't harvest, so it would not be considered Shikha. Only if olives are forgotten on a tree after the person had come around with the stick would it be Shikha. So, what are the parents that the Torah is referring to? When the Pasuk says, Uperet karmacha lo talake, you can't gather the parent of your vineyard. What is this parent that you're not allowed to gather that you have to leave for the aniyim? Hanoisher b'shata b'tzir. The parents the Torah is referring to are the olives that fall from the clusters while you are harvesting the grape. Because when you're harvesting the clusters of grape from the vineyard, some of the grape fall off the clusters to the ground. You're not allowed to pick them up. You have to leave them for the aniyim. Haya b'tzir. Akat et eshka. Husbach ba'olin. Nafo miyado la'aretz v'nifrat. Harehu shababai. Somebody who is cutting a cluster of grapes from his vineyard. And while he was cutting it, the grapes got caught up in the leaves of the vineyard. And the cluster fell to the ground. And some of the grapes separated from the cluster. Those grapes do not have to be left for the aniyah and the ba'abayim can pick them up and keep them foreign stuff. Even though the Torah says, "Parat karma halo talakeh," that the grapes that fall while you're harvesting, you're not allowed to pick them up, you have to leave them for the aniyim. But those are only the grapes that fall in the normal process of harvesting the grapes. But when there's an accident in the harvesting of the grapes, that the whole cluster fell from your hand, causing some of the grapes to be separated, this is not a normal process of harvesting, and therefore is not included in the parat that has to be left for the aniyim. The Baal Bayis can pick them up himself. Somebody wants to outsmart the halacha of the Torah. He doesn't want that the grapes that fall from him in the process of harvesting should be left for the aniyim. So he decides to place a basket underneath the cluster of the grapes that he is harvesting. And that way, any grapes that separate themselves from the cluster while he is harvesting will fall in the basket, therefore never touch the ground. And this person thinks that only the grapes that actually touch the ground are considered parat, not the grapes that end up in a basket and never touch the ground. So he places a basket underneath the cluster that he is harvesting. Such a person is stealing the parat from the aniyim. And it's not true that only when the grapes hit the ground, they belong to the aniyim. As soon as the grapes fall from him, they are considered the aniyim's, even though they have not yet hit the ground, and therefore, by placing a basket underneath to catch the grapes, he is stealing from the aniyim. About such a person, the pasuk says, "Atase gvul olam." You shouldn't encroach on the border of olam. Olam, the Mefarshim explain, are the olam Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael. They went up from Mitzrayim. He's encroaching on the halachas of the Torah that were given to Klal Yisrael who went up from Mitzrayim. And the Torah says, "Parat karma chalot talake." Do not pick up the grapes that fall from you while you're harvesting your vineyards. And he is picking them up by placing a basket underneath the grapes. Such a person is stealing from the aniyim.